Here we go with After Dark on Cairo's number one hit music station.
104.2 Nile FM.
Now, After Dark with Aaron. On Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
It is officially time to kick off After Dark. It's 10:01 across Cairo. Our topic this evening, relationships, and are they worth all the drama? Get in touch, 6163 on the SMS. More of your requests coming up as well. Love requests, love dedications. Here's Coldplay on Cairo's number one.
After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Seat is freezing, the world is sleeping, I am numb. Up the stairs to her apartment, she is balled up on the couch. Mom and Dad down to Charlotte, they're not home to find us out. And we drive. Now that I've found someone, I'm feeling more alone than I ever have before. She's a brick and I.
Ben Folds with Brick right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. It is 10 after 10. Want to thank you so much for joining After Dark tonight. I'm Aaron in the studio with me, Marwa Raka. Welcome.
Hey, you. You have a great town.
Thank you.
You look beautiful.
I'm working on it. Thank you. Want to wish you a happy birthday as well.
Oh, thank you.
I was in her god. I didn't have internet. I didn't have anything.
It's okay.
And I'm like, oh, it's Marwa's birthday. So, yeah. Happy birthday. Did you have a good birthday? Did you do anything fun?
Yeah. I had family all over for like 3 days.
Yay.
It was very nice. I haven't seen a lot of them in ages. And it was very nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sorry about
that. Are
you sick? No, every once in a while I was drinking tea. And it gets, coaching
yeah.
throat. You're like, So that's good. I'm glad you had a great birthday. I was thinking about you when I was in Ergada, though. And I was actually thinking about this topic that we're going to introduce this night.
Mm-hmm. So on my group, Wael Nawara, a very dear friend of mine, he just started this topic. And I said, so why not bring it up to everybody to discuss? So basically it is relationships. Is it worth it? What's the deal? How can we avoid hiccups and eventually painful breakups? And then he goes and lists on something like 30 questions
okay.
that we're going to be talking about.
Can I read some of them off?
Yeah.
Okay. The first question from Wael is it really worth it? When are we ready? Are we ever ready? Oh, are we ever ready for a relationship? How to choose the best match? Is there such a thing as best match or is the soulmate thing a big lie? Is there really an astral compatibility guide? What's in it for each party? How can we work to maintain a relationship? Keep it viable and alive. Is there such a thing?
Mm-hmm.
What are the phases? Why does romance seem to die? Does it have to die or is it like a curse? What's the deal? What to expect? How can we make it work? How can we deal with the hiccups that come in relationships? And every relationship has its share of hiccups, that's
mm-hmm.
for sure. Avoid eventual and painful breakups. What are the signs of a dying relationship? Is there a point of no return? What are the signals or road signs? Many, many questions. Many, many questions.
We're going to be talking about that, and I have some, reader comments and discussions. We're going to be mentioning that, too. And SMS board, 6163. You
all
take
right.
over.
All right.
Phone number.
3-8-555-055. That's the phone number to get in touch. The question I have for you is, what are we asking our listeners this evening?
We want them to tell us, what do they think of relationships? Can we survive without having a special someone in our lives? And how long can we do that?
Good question. Can you survive without having someone in your life? And how long can you survive without that special someone? All right, get in touch. 6163 on the SMS, 3-8-555-055. I want to remind you, too, the show is all about love requests and love dedications. So send those in to 6163 as well. And if you want to send a special message to someone that you love or care about, send that in to 6163. That's what it's all about. Here's Daryl Hall and John Oates. It's called I Can't Go For That right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nal FM.
Yeah.
music plays next. Nile FM.
Wow, is that a Beyonce track playing through your mobile?
Yeah, I got it from the Superstar line.
The Superstar line?
Yes, the Superstar line from Telemedia. If you call 09000-120 from any landline, you can download Beyonce ringtones and actual tracks.
That is really cool. I love Beyonce. How do I get her ringtones and tracks again?
You just call 09000-120. It's the Superstar line.
09000-120?
Yep, that's the number. Just call it and you can have Beyonce ringtones and tracks.
The Superstar line, brought to you by Telemedia.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Too much. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love and always will be.
Dido with White Flag right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now the FM. It's 10:25 across the capital. You are tuned into After Dark. I'm Aaron in the studio with me, because it's Monday.
Marwa Raka.
Welcome to the program.
You're talking to me? Or
no, I'm talking to the person sitting behind you.
I was reading Wael's notes again.
I know you were. We're talking about relationships. Wael is... he writes a lot of... I've read a lot of his postings for your group.
He's a great writer.
And he brought up a lot of questions about relationships.
Let's start with the first paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really worth it? When are we ready? Are we ever ready for a relationship? Now, is it really worth it? Everybody who's been bitten once is usually twice shy.
Well, there's a song called Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
I want to listen to that.
We will play it, actually, next.
And there's another saying that says, no pain, no gain. So, is it worth it? Yes, it is. It might be difficult, it might be hard, it might have a lot of pain, ups and downs, mood swings, a lot of bumps on the way. But yes, it is worth it. Every good moment, every good second is worth it.
What about the bad moments?
They make the good moment worth waiting for.
Do you think that those bad experiences happen as well because they're life lessons and they also contribute to relationships?
All right, now here's the thing. Every bad experience that we go through makes us a better person. It just depends on how you look at it. If you fall and you decide to be bitter and angry with the ground, then that's your choice. But if you fall and you decide to stand up and see what made you trip, that's another thing. So it's all about choices and options. What are you going to do when you get hurt? Are you going to learn from it? Are you going to become bitter? Are you going to help other people with that experience that you have? Because Aaron and I, we've had that discussion when we first started that show.
Yes.
And that's basically the whole thing about relationships. You try to make the best out of it. Even if you go through a bad experience, you make the best out of it. And we've talked before that once you've had a bad experience or a bad breakup, you don't carry that baggage along to the next relationship because they shouldn't suffer. And when are we ready? When do you think we're ready, Aaron?
I don't think you can put a time stamp on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends on the individual when they're ready for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't go, well, I think I'll be ready 2 weeks from tomorrow at 3:10 in the afternoon. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't put a time stamp on that. It's. I think maybe when you meet the person you're supposed to be with, you know that you're supposed to be in that relationship.
Mm, okay. Let me go a little bit philosophical here.
Okay.
All right.
Bring it.
Bring it. All right. Some people are eager, and those over-eager people, they think they're ready every time they meet anybody. So they don't care about the person or the quality of that person or the quality of their relationship. They just settle for anybody. They're just too eager to love and to be in love, and that's why they get hurt, because they make all the wrong choices. So that's the eager part of it. And then you have the other people that are scared. They're always scared. So they avoid relationships altogether. And if they do have relationships, they just keep it to the superficial level. And then there are the other people that know they are ready. And I think being ready involves being emotionally ready, mentally ready, and physically ready. And those three dimensions, they're just inseparable somehow. So like mentally speaking, you understand what it is to be in a relationship, the responsibilities of being in a relationship. You have experience, you understand what the other party expects, you've learned communication, and here's the thing, you keep learning. Every time you think you've got the grip of it, no.
Nope.
Not really, no.
Well, all relationships are a learning experience, every single one of them. For every good thing that happens, every mm-hmm. bad thing that happens, it's all about learning.
Yeah.
You learn every step of the way. No one is perfect when it comes to relationships. No one, not even...
Nobody.
Not even Sigmund Freud. You know
nobody,
what I mean? No one is.
He was a mess. No.
Yeah, he was a walking disaster. I tend to agree with that. But so, you're right, you know, and I don't know. I mean, all of them are a learning experience. I don't think, in all honesty, though, you can really say, hey, I'm ready, or...
Mm-hmm. But there are signs when you feel receptive and when you feel that you're willing to take and give, then this is a good sign that you can be in a relationship.
All right, what are we asking everyone this evening, Marwa?
We're asking them if they can stay without a relationship and for how long and why. Now, how do you pronounce that? Dio?
Dio?
Yeah, Dio says, nothing is perfect. Why should relationships be any exception?
But there is still a good relation.
Like he seems like he's settling.
Amr Mohammed says, no, I'm single for a long time and it stinks. I swear I need a partner in life because with each other we can survive anything and I want to please someone's watching over. Oh, okay. I don't have that song. Sorry, Amr. Send me in something else. Miro says, we all need someone in our life and we'll keep looking for that one all of our life. We keep asking yourself, did I order the right dish or will I keep looking at everyone else's dish?
Hold.
Hold.
Stop, hold. We need to talk about that. Now, if you start comparing notes, if you always feel that something is missing, then you're not in the right relationship. When you are with the right person, you feel that you do not want anything else. You're not looking for anything else. You're no longer looking. It's just like a job. When you get a job, before you get the job, you're looking at employment fairs, you're looking at classified ads, you're looking at employment ads, you're looking all over the place for a job, you're hunting. Once you're hired and you're happy with your job, you no longer see those employment ads. You no longer think of what's available on the market. You only start hunting when you're not happy or when you're not satisfied.
I agree.
Same thing applies to a relationship. When you are with the right person, you're no longer hunting. You don't even see other people.
Yeah, they don't exist.
They don't exist.
It's like you're the only two people in the whole entire room.
Amen.
You're right about that. Bunny says, yeah, we can survive. We can. The boys stop tricking us and pretending to be Mr. Nice while they're the devil. Because the pain of being lonelier is easier than the pain of being hurt.
Aw.
Aw, Bunny. All right, get your love requests and love dedications into 6163 and answer this question. Relationships.
How long can you stay without a relationship? Why do you avoid being in a relationship? Just talk about relationships.
All right. This one going out to Tito tonight. It's Neo. It's called Because of You right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now the Fam.
one hit music station. 104.2 Nile FM.
No. chances. Life's a game, you gotta risk it. Listen, life's so crazy, but I've lived mine well. I hope you do the same thing and I hope you don't fail. If anybody tries to bring you down, just stay strong. Don't argue the fact that you're right and they're wrong. Listen to my lyrics, that's why I wrote this song. So you can be influenced and just stand there strong. Everybody's human and everybody's equal. So don't listen to nobody, cause everybody's people. Do the right moves and don't get caught up in those mess. Be calm, don't be stressed. Be sure to pass your test. Stand your ground and don't let others put you to the test. Stay with me, cause they can wait for a moment.
Ironic, stay with me right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now the FM. It's 10:42. You are tuned into After Dark. I'm Aaron in the studio with me, Mara Raka. We're talking about relationships and are they really worth all the drama that comes with them? This question actually proposed by one of your...
He's a very good friend and he keeps commenting on the board and now he's commenting here. We have a lot of questions here. I am not having trouble keeping up with the SMS board. All right, nice guy's saying, you can find your perfect match, but this doesn't necessarily mean that you are his perfect match too. That's what really hurts in a relationship. That is very true. And this is why we have a lot of one-sided loves and one-sided stuff. And I think it's just part of life. And I think that we've all been through that. And most of the time in a relationship, you would have one party loving the other one more. So you would have a girlfriend and it's either she loves you more or you love her more. It's just part of life, nice guy. I wish I had something to say here to like tell you it's not going to happen again or to just cross it out. But it is a fact of life. But the thing is, if you don't take any risks, if you don't take any chances, if you don't read the signs, then you might risk not having a relationship altogether. And that is more scary than getting hurt.
I agree.
Wael is saying, Aaron, often one is not ready for a relationship when they have just broke up or when they take the wrong relationship to escape domestic or work problems. And I think the more often escape or substitute relationships fail. Very true. That's what we call rebounds.
Yep.
Very true. Okay, Emmy14 Zamalek, she's saying, hey guys, I have a big problem. I love someone since 6 years and he doesn't love me. He knows that I love him and I can't forget him. Please tell me what I have to do. Aaron, hold on. I'm going to switch to my harsh side.
Okay.
Emmy, you have to love yourself more. That's basically the thing. You cannot just give away your heart and your feelings and your affection to somebody who doesn't appreciate them, to someone who doesn't understand them, to someone who will just hurt you. So I can understand that you cannot control who you fall in love with, but I think you can control how long you'll stay in that love thing. And we've talked about this before. Sometimes love turns into an obsession.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it turns into the need to get the toy that you can't have.
Right.
So, Emmy, if he's the right person, he wouldn't put you through that. And you deserve to be with the right person.
Yep, I agree.
Okay, Summer snapped at me. And she was saying, never compare women to jobs. Summer, who said I was comparing women to jobs? Maybe I was comparing men. And actually, Summer, I was comparing relationships. And that was like a metaphor that's like trying to simplify things. But of course, women are not jobs, men are not jobs, relationships are not jobs.
There was another one on there, too, that I saw that needed to be addressed as well.
Yeah, Karim Shafei is saying, but you'll never stop hunting because you'll never find someone perfect. You always have to sacrifice something for another, looks for personality, etc. I don't think you can ever be free of this dilemma unless you set your priorities straight.
I'm going to comment on that.
Okay.
Someone that I really care about very much. We had a conversation about this actually over the weekend in Ergata.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you love someone, you may have an ideal in your head prior to meeting that person.
Mm-hmm.
But when you meet someone, they become your ideal. At some point in your life, maybe you thought, you know, a 5'10 blonde, You know what I mean? With the perfect body is who you want to spend your life with.
Mm-hmm.
Then you meet someone who's not a 5'10 blonde with a perfect body. But they then become your ideal because you love them so much. And it's not necessarily sacrificing one thing for another, like the looks for personality. It's more as in you love them so much that you don't... Your old ideal is not at all what it needs to be anymore. Because you love that person so much, it doesn't matter to you anymore. So I don't think it's necessarily sacrifice. It's just what your relationship morphs into. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, because we've talked about this before. Remember, Aaron, when we talked about the checklist?
Yes.
When we had this guy who was 35, and he was not in a relationship, and he was saying, like, all the girls at work, he doesn't like them, doesn't find them attractive.
Right.
Because he has this checklist, and he's just following through, and he's kind of, like, blocking all opportunities to meet the right person, because he's not receptive to meeting the right person.
That's the thing, though. Like, who I mean, everyone has, like, things that they're attracted to,
mm-hmm.
okay? That's a given. That's a given with any time you get into a relationship. But what I'm saying is sometimes when you meet that person that you're supposed to be with, yeah, they might fit. They might not fit your typical standards that you had at some point. But you forget about all of those standards that you once had, and that person becomes everything you ever dreamed of. Because you love them so much and you don't see another, like you said, you don't see anyone else around you. You are the only two people in
the
room.
You're satisfied.
You are satisfied. Kadiman got in touch and said, because we asked the question about being ready for a relationship,
mm-hmm.
and can you spend the rest of your life without someone? Kadiman, brilliant, very smart girl. She says, you're ready to be in a relationship when you are yourself. When you are comfortable with your own skin, when you're comfortable with being yourself and you love yourself, that's when you can truly be in a relationship because you don't have to fake who you are. Because that other person is going to appreciate the person that you are.
I fully agree. I cannot agree more.
I agree. I agree as well. But I also, when you're in a relationship, there are always going to be little quirky things that you cannot stand about the person that you're with. But you overlook them. Because you want to be with that person.
We're
going to
talk about hiccups.
That's definitely a
coming
hiccup.
Up. All right, and Mo's saying, hey, Marwa, Aaron, how are you doing? Everyone knows exactly what he or she wants from any relationship, so know first what you want and love till the last drop of blood. This is like when you know what you want. Is this time for dating or girlfriend or marriage or settling down? And you have to be very honest with yourself and very honest with your partner. To avoid unnecessary pain. Okay, Miss E. Now this is tough.
Hey Marwa, I'm the eager type of person. Each time I say that's it, then it fails. 3 times in a row, I'm only 20 now. I can't trust my decisions or feelings. I need help.
All right, first thing, thank you for saying I can't trust my decisions or feelings. That's the first step when it comes to help. The other thing is, if you already know that you're the eager type, why don't you have like breaks? You know, like put milestones on the way. So you decide, okay, I'm not going to go out on the first date unless this or that happens.
Right.
And I'm